Our scripture reading today is from Luke 2, verses 19 and 20. It can be found in your pew Bibles on page 1591. Luke 2, 19 and 20. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Here ends the scripture reading. This is God's holy word. You may be seated.
Thank you, Laura, for reading for us this morning. Thank you, Joe, for leading us in worship. Thank you, choir, for helping to lead us in worship. As we get into the Word of God this morning, you'll notice that if you were here last night, this is all in the same context of what we were looking at just last evening. And I wanted to continue on from last night because it's important for us to see the different ways in which people are responding to this news of Jesus. Last night we looked at the shepherds, and we saw that as the angels appeared to them, they with incredible vigor, with incredible excitement, with urgency, left their sheep dangling in the field, munching on their grass, and they with haste, with a great hurry and a great urgency, ran into Bethlehem to go and find this Mary and this Joseph and this baby Jesus. There was nothing that was going to hold them back from finding where this baby is. They were going to seek after him as they heard the word of God from these angels that the divine Son of the Father had been born, and he was laying, as any baby would, laying in a manger, laying in a place where he could have warmth and comfort. And so they run into the town, and they, with their excitement and probably a little bit of shepherdly indignity, they were not the most dignified band of ruffians. As they run into Bethlehem, they come, it would seem, crashing through the door of this little house where Mary and Joseph are staying, and as they come in, they immediately see the baby and they start talking to Mary. They can't hold themselves back. They can't contain the excitement that they've just experienced. And yet, in verse 20 of today's text, it picks up again, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. So the shepherds are excited, amazingly, almost belligerent, right? In their telling of people, this is what we have seen. This is incredible. We are so excited about the coming king. And so it picks that up in verses 15. It picks it up in verse 20. But in the middle of this is verse 19. It's verse 19. And verse 19 says this, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Pondering them in her heart. Now, there's some contrast here. Some incredible contrast. You have this visceral response from the shepherds, this incredible excitement, this uncontained, almost a belligerent overflowing of excitement for what's happening. And then you have Mary. They're sitting there in the manger, or not in the manger, but in the stable beneath the house. You have Mary, who's just sitting there, holding the baby, looking at the baby in the manger. And it says that she, verse 19, but there's a contrastive there. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And I suppose what I want to say is this, is that there are two sides to responding to Jesus in this context. And both are incredibly appropriate. Both are incredibly appropriate. The excitement of the shepherds and the quiet pondering of Mary. Both are necessary. Both are appropriate. Both are beautiful. Both are glorious. Both are responses of praise and adoration, wonder, enjoyment. And so we're going to look at Mary this morning. We're going to look at Mary and see her response to the divine Son of God becoming human. But Mary treasured up these things. She treasured up these things. What are the things that she treasured up? In the context here would be the immediate happenings of the shepherds coming in from the fields, barging into the house, smelling like sheep, and beginning to just overflow with their explanation of what they've just seen. And as she's receiving all of this shepherdly explanation of what has just happened in the fields, as she's beginning to receive what's happening, what's being told to them about Jesus, she begins to tie these pieces together. She begins to bring these things together, and she begins to recognize that all of what's happened from the first time that Gabriel appeared to her, Mary, you're going to be pregnant. You're going to have a child. To the time that she went and she visited Elizabeth and John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb. To the time that Joseph tells Mary, the angel appeared to me also. To the long journey from Galilee down to Jerusalem and down into Bethlehem. To the time of looking for maybe a relative's house that they could stay in, but because of the census, there was hardly any room for relatives to be brought in anymore. And so here they are in this stable at the bottom level of this house. And then she gives birth to the Son of God, being the Mother of God. The Mother of God. And then these shepherds come crashing in the door. And she begins to bring together, to gather together. It begins to think carefully about all of these things that have been told her and all of these things that have happened to her and all of the things that are swirling around. And she begins to bring them together as she treasures everything that's bound up in this child. Even her own poem or her own psalm that you see in Luke 1, my soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now and on all generations will call me blessed. She may have even started reciting this in her mind. She may have recited this in her heart as she was thinking on everything that has transpired up to this moment as she looks into the eyes of God. And the eyes of God are looking back at her. And she begins to ponder. And she begins to treasure. She begins to have her heart overflow. The idea here is it's a continual action. It's this continual treasuring of all of the things that have happened to this point. She begins to treasure it. So that's the what she's doing. What is Mary doing when all of this chaos is happening around her? when all the craziness is happening around her, what is Mary doing? Here she is. She's sitting quietly, pondering, treasuring who Jesus is. Sitting quietly, taking time to just stare into the face of Jesus and recognize the wonder of this gift from her Heavenly Father. That's what she's doing. That's what she's doing. Amongst the bleeding sheep and the honking donkeys and the whinnying horses and everything that's going on around her and the belligerent shepherds, all of these things happening around her, it says, but Mary. But Mary was just quietly looking into the eyes of her baby, the very Son of God, and her heart began to recount the faithfulness of God to her through this son. That's what she's doing. Well, the question is, okay, how is she doing it then? So Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. The idea of pondering here means to throw together all of her thoughts. Have you ever been so overwhelmed with so many thoughts that you just try to like start sorting through them? How do I even start organizing what has been happening here? How do I start to organize my thoughts? How do I even start to think about everything that has happened in such a short period of time? That's what Mary starts doing. She starts to organize. She starts to ponder. She starts to carefully put together and to consider all of these things that have happened so that she might begin to understand and make sense of all of this. It's a throwing together of thoughts. It's a grasping for the true sense of what's important about this child. Grasping for the true sense of what's important. And during the Christmas season, we oftentimes struggle to do this, yeah? We oftentimes struggle to grasp and to pull together what's really important. To have our hearts filled with what's really, really important about the Christmas season. And yet, here's Mary taking time in the midst of all the chaos to consider and to ponder, to remember these things. This is something. This is something that happens in our lives on a regular basis, usually through Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, what will happen oftentimes is on your Facebook feed, it'll pop up memories, right? It'll throw up memories and pictures and things that you've done. Hey, Jess, remember when you did this? Do you want to share this with your friends? No, not really. Click. Delete that, but it throws up memories. It brings back to remembrance. It brings back to visceral understanding and the importance of things that happened in your life, and you begin to gather these thoughts and remember these thoughts, and you remember your life in context, and you remember the importance of these events, and so Facebook oftentimes does this, and so this was in March of 2016. This was Easter Sunday, March of 2016. This was Trish. I was at the church already. I was serving at the church in Sun River. I was at the church already. And this was Trish alone with three children trying to make sure that they all smile at the same time. If you're a mother or of any sort of understanding of these things, you can see how it could be really crazy. Things do not always work out as planned. And so the point, though, is that here is Mary having all of these things come to remembrance, and she begins to gather all of these things together, and it begins to take formation in her heart, and her heart begins to treasure so greatly God's faithfulness in her life through this little child that she's staring at. She begins to treasure. How does she begin to treasure? How does she begin to treasure? So she's treasuring up these things. How is she doing it? Pondering them. And where does she ponder them? She's pondering them in her heart. in her heart. The Greek word here is cardia. Cardia, right? You ever gone to a cardiologist? That's where the word comes from. Cardia, the heart. Why is it important that Luke mentions this here? Well, first of all, Luke is a doctor. Luke probably got a good portion of his account directly from Mary. The reason why most scholars think that is because there's things that Luke include in his depiction of Jesus' life that would have only come from somebody like Mary. The trip to Jerusalem when Jesus was 12. How he grew in the grace and knowledge of his heavenly Father as a little boy. How he grew in stature and in favor with his neighbors and with his parents. His response to Joseph and Mary when they go and they find him in the temple at 12 years old and they say, Jesus, we've been walking for 2 or 3 days now back to Galilee and we had no idea where you were. Why did you do this to us? And Jesus says, didn't you know that I would be in my Father's house? These are things that only a mother would remember. And so Luke is recording things here that are incredibly personal to Mary. Incredibly personal to Mary. And so you can imagine Mary looking at Luke and saying, Luke, these things struck my heart. I treasure these things in my heart. Well, Luke could have just said, that she pondered these things, or that she treasured these things. But he puts this little prepositional phrase, in. Mary, where did you treasure and ponder these things? In my heart. These things struck me to the core. These things got to the very essence of who I am. These things became the epicenter of my joy, of my affections, of my hopes, of my dreams, of my anticipations. The birth of this son became my life. My life, my heart was wrapped up in who he is. And I treasured him. And I pondered him. And I delighted in him in my heart. The Bible has a lot to say about the heart. Proverbs 4:23 says this, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Your heart is the epicenter of everything you do. We are heart-based creatures. We are affection-based creatures. We do everything out of the overflow of our hearts. And what do we see with Mary here? Who is at the center of her heart? Who is at the center of her aspirations? Who is at the center of her affections? How is it that her heart is being kept with all vigilance? Her heart is being kept with all vigilance because the object of her affections, the objects of her object of her desire, the object of her consolation and peace is her son Jesus. Her heart is worshiping. Her heart is treasuring him. And so Mary gives us an incredible example on Christmas morning of what it is to treasure Jesus, of what it is to ponder Jesus, of what it is to value Jesus. And so here's the encouragement we get from her. The encouragement we get from her is to think on Jesus and think on him often and think on him deeply and think on him richly and pray to him thankfully. Talk to him wonderfully. Seek him always. cast your cares upon him. Look to him diligently and treasure him above all else. Mary, in this one little verse, gives us an incredible picture of what it is to worship the Son of God, to treasure him, and to ponder the beauty and the majesty, the blessing of who he is in our hearts. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for your Son. We are thankful for the wonder of who your Son is, and we admit that we often do not treasure and ponder your Son in the way in which he is worthy of being treasured and pondered. Oftentimes our minds and our hearts are so distracted by other things, and yet the greatest need of our soul is to think on your Son, to be filled by your Spirit, and to treasure and to find him to be so worthy of our praise and adoration, and for our hearts to find our greatest delight in him and in you. So, Father, we thank you for the example of Mary, how she sat quietly, thinking on your faithfulness to her and your faithfulness to all mankind through your Son, Jesus. Father, may our hearts also think and ponder in this way. We thank you for your Son. We thank you that he became human for us, that he might die, that he might be raised again, that he might ascend for us and redeem humanity. And he even sits right now at your right hand as he intercedes for us. Father, thank you for the inexpressible gift of your Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.